Round two, gentlemen. The resumption has given us, well, a little bit of everything, starting from Thursday night to a spectacular upset last night. What has been for you and Jake, I'll start in Melbourne, the story of the round so far?
I think the West Coast-Gold Coast game is the most consequential result for a number of reasons. The first of which is West Coast are a premiership, you know, big premiership chance, and they've, in a 17-game season, they're already in a difficult position. So they face the Brisbane Lions, Port Adelaide. They've got Richmond, I think, up there. Was it Duff round five?
Yep.
Correct?
That's right. Yep.
So their draw is already imposing. And there's the question of it was always an unknown what impact going over there in this hub setup would have. So they have put themselves in a difficult position. And simultaneously, Matt Rowell, the number one draft pick, played a game that I think as a second gamer, I am trying to remember a better performance, whether Chris Judd did, whether indeed Joel Selwood, who's a player that he was often compared to, has had a performance like that. It was astounding. He was the best player on the ground. And the future of the Gold Coast Suns, I spoke to a Gold Coast Suns official who said to me pre-season, this guy could turn this club around.
Lock him in for the rising star. I know that's round two. It's ridiculous. He'll win it this week, but it would take something miraculous for him not to be the rising star with what we've seen so far. You talk about best second games by an 18-year-old. I'd love people to let us know back in the day, but from recent memory, I had a little flick through the stats this morning. Chris Judd in game two, 18 years of age, 13 disposals and a goal. Joel Selwood, 17 disposals and a goal, was terrific though. Jeremy Cameron in game two was still just 18 by a number of days, but four goals. What we saw yesterday from Matty Rowell stacks up with any of them. He was standing next to Tim Kelly at times, to Luke Shuey, the Norm Smith medalist at times. He was terrific. He was the player on the ground.
He was. And Elliot Yeo, don't forget, they sent Yeo to stand alongside him at stoppages after a while as well. So they had the two bulls.
Just to make his life a misery.
Yeah, they had two bulls going at it and he came out on top. And it wasn't just the clear possession that he won. It was the stuff in close. His ability to stand in a tackle and shovel the ball free to keep it moving Gold Coast way. I thought that was Gold Coast's most significant performance.
What was your story? Was it that from the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that 16 other clubs will look at that and go, jeepers.
Mm.
You know, do we have another GWS on our hands? And not only that, the brand of footy they played, that 90-second burst just before halftime where they basically sent West Coast the message, we're not going away here. And they banged and crashed and they won contested ball and they stopped West Coast from rebounding out of their defensive 50. That was the moment in the game where they said, we're here to stay, and West Coast checked out. They didn't want to know about it.